This is Joan Tower. I'm a living composer. I'm a woman composer. And this is my choice of significant women composers through history for International Women's Month on WMHT. 31 composers for the 31 days of March. March 23rd, Libby Larson, the American composer from Minneapolis, founder of the American Composers Forum and first woman resident composer with a major orchestra in America. And a thinker, a speaker, and a musical activist who always asks the question, what is America's place in the classical music canon? And set about to make sure that it had one. '74 now, born in Delaware in 1950, she got the music bug by sitting in on her older sister's piano lessons before falling in love with Gregorian chant at her Catholic school. One of the nuns used to say, "It's harmonica time," whenever things got a bit unruly, and everyone would take out their harmonica and play.
So she plays harmonica as well as piano and electric bass. Studied at the University of Minnesota, co-founding the Composers Forum there way back in 1973, and that's the city that made her name, the Minnesota Orchestra, giving her that composer residency and working with Neville Mariner extensively in the 80s. Now, with a large body of works, including 15 operas, Libby Larson's awards include 2 honorary doctorates, a Grammy, and a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Academy of Arts and Letters. She says that music exists in the substance of the air itself. Quote, "It is the composer's task to order and make sense of sound and time and space in order to communicate what it's like to be alive."
Libby Larson, born 1950. I'm Joan Tower for International Women's Month in March, written and produced by Charlotte Wilson for WMHT.